Today is the 26th day of April. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Global Campfire. I am Brian. It is great to be here with you. The last time that we will greet a brand new, shiny, sparkly week in this month. By the time we get out of this next, week that's in front of us, we're gonna be in a new month. So let's do what we do. Let's huddle up here. Look out over that vista. Look out over that for a second. Imagine that. That is your life. And all we can see right now, like from this view, from this vantage point, all we can see is the horizon of the next week. So for me, like I'm looking over these rolling hills of Tennessee. I'm looking at the woods, the trees, since everything is like shooting back to life and lush and green, and the canopy is upon us, and so there's privacy that we don't always have out here in the country, even though it's private. And in the distance, I see the distant hills, mountains for us. That is the horizon. And so I look out there, and that's the edge of it. That's the week. And I imagine personally, like, that's where I gotta go. Like, I gotta walk over there, and it will take me this week. No idea what's between here and there. Have some ideas, right? But we have so little control when we really think about it. And a week can change a life. That's rare, but it's possible. So we stand here together with intentionality. We're going to walk into this together, allowing what the scriptures have planted in our lives to begin to shape us spiritually, so that we are watching ourselves, catching ourselves, using wisdom, walking the narrow path, knowing the way to go, and going that way, instead of trying to find a way to justify how we're going to do something destructive and get away with it, which is not the safe way to go, which is not a way of repair. It's a way of destruction. So I'm looking out over that vista, and I see that mountain, and in that mountain is another month. We're going to be moving into the fifth month of the year together this week. And so, man, let's do this with our eyes open. Let's do this with our eyes open. And one of the ways we do that is come here together. Just gather here. It's a safe place to gather, to regroup every day, and to kind of just do what we're doing now. Reflect and project. Just make decisions in advance who we're going to be. So grateful that we can do this together. We'll read from the Christian Standard Bible this week. Judges, chapter 6. The Israelites did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, so the Lord handed them over to Midian 7 years, and they oppressed Israel. Because of Midian, the Israelites made hiding places for themselves in the mountains, caves, and strongholds. Whenever the Israelites planted crops, the Midianites, Amalekites, and the people of the east came and attacked them. They encamped against them and destroyed the produce of the land, even as far as Gaza. They left nothing for Israel to eat, as well as no sheep, ox, or donkey. For the Midianites came with their cattle and their tents like a great swarm of locusts. They and their camels were without number, and they entered the land to lay waste to it. So Israel became poverty-stricken because of Midian, and the Israelites cried out to the Lord. When the Israelites cried out to him because of Midian, the Lord sent a prophet to them. He said to them, "This is what the Lord God of Israel says. I brought you out of Egypt and out of the place of slavery. I rescued you from the power of Egypt and the power of all who oppressed you. I drove them out before you and gave you their land. I said to you, 'I am the Lord your God. Do not fear the gods of the Amorites, whose land you live in.' But you did not obey me." The angel of the Lord came, and he sat under the yoke that was in Ophrah, which belonged to Joash the Abiezrite. His son Gideon was threshing wheat in the winepress in order to hide it from the Midianites. Then the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, "The Lord is with you, valiant warrior." Gideon said to him, "Please, my lord, if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened? And where are all his wonders that our ancestors told us about?" They said, "Hasn't the Lord brought us out of Egypt? But now the Lord has abandoned us and handed us over to Midian." The Lord turned to him and said, "Go in the strength you have and deliver Israel from the grasp of Midian. I am sending you." And he said to him, "Please, Lord, how can I deliver Israel? Look, my family is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the youngest in my father's family. But I will be with you," the Lord said to him. "He will strike Midian down as if it were one man." Then he said to him, "If I have found favor with you, give me a sign that you are speaking with me. Please do not leave this place until I return to you. Let me bring my gift and set it before you." And he said, "I will stay until you return." So Gideon went and prepared a young goat and unleavened bread from a half bushel of flour. He placed the meat in a basket and the broth in a pot. He brought them out and offered them to him under the yoke. The angel of God said to him, "Take the meat with the unleavened bread, put it on this stone and pour the broth on it." So he did that. The angel of the Lord extended the tip of the staff that was in his hand and touched the meat and the unleavened bread. Fire came up from the rock and consumed the meat and the unleavened bread. And the angel of the Lord vanished from his sight. When Gideon realized that he was the angel of the Lord, he said, "Oh no, Lord God, I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face." But the Lord said to him, "Peace to you. Don't be afraid, for you will not die." So Gideon built an altar to the Lord there and called it, "The Lord is Peace." It is still in Ophrah of the Abiezrites today. On that very night, the Lord said to him, "Take your father's young bull and a second bull 7 years old, then tear down the altar of Baal that belongs to your father and cut down the Asherah pole beside it. Build a well-constructed altar to the Lord your God on top of this mound. Take the second bull and offer it as a burnt offering with the wood of the Asherah pole you cut down." So Gideon took 10 of his male servants and did as the Lord had told him. But because he was too afraid of his father's family and the men of the city to do it in the daytime, he did it at night. When the men of the city got up in the morning, they found Baal's altar torn down, the Asherah pole beside it cut down, and the second bull offered up on the altar that had been built. They said to each other, "Who did this?" After they made a thorough investigation, they said, "Gideon, son of Joash, did it." Then the men of the city said to Joash, "Bring out your son. He must die, because he tore down Baal's altar and cut down the Asherah pole beside it." But Joash said to all who stood against him, "Would you plead Baal's case for him? Would you save him? Whoever pleads his case will be put to death by morning. If he is a god, let him plead his own case, because someone tore down his altar." That day, Gideon was called Jerubbaal, since Joash said, "Let Baal contend with him, because he tore down his altar." All the Midianites, Amalekites, and people of the east gathered together, crossed over the Jordan, and camped in the Jezreel Valley. The Spirit of the Lord enveloped Gideon, and he blew the ram's horn, and the Abiezerites rallied behind him. He sent messengers throughout all of Manasseh, who rallied behind him. He also sent messengers throughout Asher, Zebulun, and Naphtali, who also came to meet him. Then Gideon said to God, "If you deliver Israel by me, as you said, I will put a wool fleece here on the threshing floor. If dew is only on the fleece, and all the ground is dry, I will know that you will deliver Israel by me, as you said." And that is what happened. When he got up early in the morning, he squeezed the fleece and wrung dew out of it, filling a bowl with water. Gideon then said to God, "Don't be angry with me. Let me speak one more time. Please allow me to make one more test with the fleece. Let it remain dry, and the dew be all over the ground." That night God did as Gideon requested. Only the fleece was dry, and the dew was all over the ground. Luke 22:54-23:12. They seized him, led him away, and brought him into the high priest's house. Meanwhile, Peter was following at a distance. They lit a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat down together. And Peter sat among them. When a servant saw him sitting in the light and looked closely at him, she said, "This man was with him too." But he denied it. "Woman, I don't know him." After a little while, someone else saw him and said, "You're one of them too." "Man, I am not," Peter said. About an hour later, another kept insisting, "This man was certainly with him, since he's also a Galilean." But Peter said, "Man, I don't know what you're talking about." Immediately while he was still speaking, a rooster crowed. Then the Lord turned and looked at Peter. So Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said to him, "Before the rooster crows today, you will deny me three times." And he went outside and wept bitterly. The men who were holding Jesus started mocking and beating him. After blindfolding him, they kept asking, "Prophesy, who was it that hit you?" And they were saying many other blasphemous things to him. When daylight came, the elders of the people, both the chief priests and the scribes, convened and brought him before their Sanhedrin. They said, "If you are the Messiah, tell us." But he said to them, "If I do tell you, you will not believe. And if I ask you, you will not answer. But from now on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the power of God." They all asked, "Are you then the Son of God?" And he said to them, "You say that I am." "Why do we need any more testimony?" they said. since we've heard it ourselves from his mouth. Then their whole assembly rose up and brought him before Pilate. They began to accuse him, saying, "We found this man misleading our nation, opposing payment of taxes to Caesar, and saying that he himself is the Messiah, a king." So Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" He answered him, "You say so." Pilate then told the chief priests and the crowds, "I find no grounds for charging this man." But they kept insisting, "He stirs up the people, teaching throughout all Judea, from Galilee where he started, even to here." When Pilate heard this, he asked if the man was a Galilean. Finding that he was under Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who was also in Jerusalem during those days. Herod was very glad to see Jesus. For a long time he had wanted to see him, because he had heard about him and was hoping to see some miracle performed by him. So he kept asking him questions, but Jesus did not answer him. The chief priests and the scribes stood by, vehemently accusing him. Then Herod, with his soldiers, treated him with contempt, mocked him, dressed him in bright clothing, and sent him back to Pilate. That very day, Herod and Pilate became friends. Previously, they had been enemies. Psalm 95 and 96. Psalm 95, Worship and Warning. Come, let's shout joyfully to the Lord. Shout triumphantly to the rock of our salvation. Let's enter his presence with thanksgiving. Let's shout triumphantly to him in song. For the Lord is a great God, a great King above all gods. The depths of the earth are in his hand, and the mountain peaks are his. The sea is his. He made it. His hands formed the dry land. Come, let's worship and bow down. Let's kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the sheep under his care. Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massah in the wilderness, where your ancestors tested me. They tried me, though they had seen what I did. For 40 years, I was disgusted with that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray. They do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they will not enter my rest. Psalm 96, King of the Earth. Sing a new song to the Lord. Let the whole earth sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord. Bless his name. Proclaim his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wondrous works among all peoples. For the Lord is great and is highly praised. He is feared above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are worthless idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, you families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory of his name. Bring an offering and enter his courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. that the whole earth tremble before him. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world is firmly established. It cannot be shaken. He judges the peoples fairly. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. Let the sea and all that fills it resound. Let the fields and everything in them celebrate. Then all the trees of the forest will shout for joy before the Lord, for he is coming. For he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with his faithfulness. Proverbs 14, 5 and 6. An honest witness does not deceive, but a dishonest witness utters lies. A mocker seeks wisdom and doesn't find it, but knowledge comes easily to the perceptive. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the grounding that it brings into our lives as we engage with it every single day. That it is an anchor point in our lives, a focal point in our lives. As we witness the passage of time, the history of our lives. And so, we're looking out over this vista. It's going to bring us into a new month. And we ask, Holy Spirit, that you would come and lead us into all truth as we graduate forward into the next season in the scriptures and in our lives. Lead us into all truth, we ask, in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com and the Daily Audio Bible app are home base. They are where you find out what's going on around here, and what is going on around here right now has everything to do with that. We are in these early phases of migration, moving the Daily Audio Bible, everything about the Daily Audio Bible, into a brand new platform that has taken years to construct and build. And so many things are underway. And this is the week, brand new, shiny, sparkly week. This is the week that it is our intention to get this into your hands and into our community and begin working together with it as we prepare to move into a brand new month. So tomorrow, especially tomorrow, this will be like the big major polls of switches will happen tomorrow afternoon, at least in the United States. I mean, we're all over the world, so it's just like there's no way to make this work for everybody perfectly. But we're looking at tomorrow afternoon to begin some migration processes and some migration processes and switch over a bunch of things. So during the day tomorrow, midday, at some point, there'll probably be a small amount of downtime as we can. But even at that, it takes a minute for these things to kind of wrap their selves around the world and get propagated all over the world on the internet. So there may be a few hours here tomorrow as we're moving through, and tomorrow at some point you'll be able to update to the new app, see all of these things that I've been talking about, and begin to move forward. And I'm eager. If I'm being honest, I'm scared. nervous, anxious, excited, but yeah, a little scared. Need everything to work as it's supposed to, so I'm just asking for your prayers. This is a big deal. Like, I know it's been hinted at, it's been talked about for the last few years, and we moved through our 20th year, and we've moved through COVID, and we've moved through all kinds of things, but this has been being built in the background the entire time. So, like, for us here, this has been on our radar, a major, major component on our radar, blinking for years, even as we've gone through, you know, so many other things that we needed to do. So for this to come to be the moment, like, this is the moment, it's scary and very, very exciting. So just a heads up, we're moving in. Thank you for your prayers. Look forward to hearing from you about it, and just discussion, making some tutorial videos so that everybody can kind of find their way around. This is a brand new help section in the app and in the platform that is a much more conversational way to get answers to a lot of the basic questions, and those are built into the platform in the app. There's just so many moving parts, guys. Those of you who are, like, in technology or are, you know, developers or in any level of technology like that, I don't think I'm saying things that you don't understand. Like, it's this is a lot of moving parts, and they got to move together. So thank you for your prayers. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, you can do that at dailyaudiobible.com. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you are using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner, or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top, or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I am Brian. I love you. And I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hey, my beautiful Dab brothers and sisters, siblings, children of God. Blessed day and evening to you all. This is Asia calling from the City of Angels, and I'm calling in, and it is April 22nd, and we have many prayer requests, so let's go before our Father's throne of grace. Heavenly Father, hallowed be thy beautiful holy name. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for all of our daily bread, and that each day we can come to you and just for that day, and you give us just enough until we meet you again the next day. Father, we lift up Paula from Albuquerque. Lord God, her sister Emily is suffering from cancer that is spreading from the lung to the breast, and she's tired. She's also raising her two young grandsons, and she needs your healing, Father God. These grandsons depend on her, and Lord, we just ask your healing on her, the healing balm of Gilead on her cancer to heal her, Father God. Lord, we lift up Abraham from Texas, his marriage, Father God. He feels it's at a difficult and impossible juncture, but that is exactly when you come into play in your perfect timing, Lord. We pray, Father God, for a breakthrough and for comfort. We pray that he can look into his wife's eyes with love and hold her gaze, hold his gaze into her eyes, and that she could see and feel his love. We pray that she would feel it and would melt her aggression and her anger, and their 8-year-old son would see the love of his parents renewed. All for your glory, Father God. Lord, we also ask for Jenny's pastor to be healed. He's had chronic pain over 15 years and a myriad of ailments, and then his wife also has cancer. Please heal them, Father, in your infinite grace and mercy. In Jesus'
name. Hello, family. It's your brother Bart from Kentucky. A couple of quick things I wanted to lift up. First, my friend Van that I asked for prayer for. He had a tumor removed from his back but then he got an infection. That infection is cleared up and he is out and about. So thank you for your prayers there, and we praise the Lord for his healing. Secondly, my son is right at this moment in a telephone interview for a job. He is a software developer, and it's a tough time for some in that industry. He and I have been praying about this, and in fact prayed about an hour ago, but I thought it would be great if you all would lift him up, even though this won't be played until later. I know how God works, and I covet your prayers, so thank you so much for that. I appreciate it. His name is Ethan, and he is a believer, and I thank the Lord for that as well, making me smile. Anyway, thank you. Love you all. Have a great day. Again, this is Bart from Kentucky, and I'm walking in the light.
Hey, family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in to pray for Kathy from Kentucky's niece, Farah, who will be having surgery tomorrow. Heavenly Father, we know that you are going before Farah, that you will be on all sides of her as she is in surgery. God, we thank you for carrying her through all of her cancer treatments, and we know and have confidence that you will carry her through this surgery, Lord. God, we are asking for complete healing and restoration, but above all else, we just pray for her saving relationship with you, Lord. We pray that that is strengthened and that she will praise your name in every circumstance, Lord. May it be well with her soul, despite all the afflictions her body is having to go through, Lord. God, we are praying for a miracle, but we trust you whatever comes. May you give Kathy and her family peace as they also see your hand at work in the mighty ways that only you work, Lord. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
This is Forgiven Child of God, and I want to thank everyone for their prayers for the children of our community, specifically my own children. My daughter has been home for a week from her residential treatment facility stay of 7.5 months, and we are seeing slight improvements in some areas. She's definitely less combative when not getting her way. She's being transported to a level 3 education school an hour from us each day. Our son, pretty sure has secured a job where he will move to live with his girlfriend who is pregnant. The job opportunity is definitely better than what he can get here closer to us, like we were hoping for. And my husband reminded me that our children are not to remain with us. We have to raise them, to let them go. And for whatever reason, I'm really struggling with letting my boy go. We've got two older girls that have married and gone, and I just did not seem to struggle as much with them. So I just thank you for your faithful prayers, and just wanted to give y'all an update and praise. We do have some hurdles on finding a therapist because of we're unsure where our daughter will attend school in the fall. So that determines where we will secure a therapist. So we could use prayers in that area. Thank you, community. I love y'all. Forgiven Child of God.
Hi, Dee. Hey, B family. This is Mom Who Prays from Florida. I have a prayer request that is pretty late in the asking. My mom just had a pacemaker put in today. She's in California. I'm in Florida, so it's really tough being this far away. And she also has stage 4 cancer. She has severe Alzheimer's and is getting worse. It's pretty bad now. And diabetes. She's also having surgery in 2 weeks to have all of her teeth removed because we didn't know, but her gums are so severely infected, there's nothing to do but remove her teeth. So there's just so much going on with her. She's 78 years young, and I say young because my grandmother lived to be 99. My great-grandmother lived to be 106. So to have her the thought of losing her in the next few years is really tough on all of us. We certainly didn't expect it, but so we're praying God will extend her life, we give her healing and comfort, give her peace, calm her mind so that she doesn't get into that fearful state that we're all worried about with Alzheimer's, and that she maintain her appetite despite her oral surgery in a couple weeks, which I will be there for her for that. But just asking for prayers, and also of the siblings. There's 9 of us, and we don't all share the same perspective on where my mom should be at this point. I want her home. I think she knows my stepfather and my brother who lives with her the best consistently. Everyone else, she kind of forgets who we are sometimes, and that's okay. But we just really ask for prayer that we all be of one accord for her best interest. So thank you, family. I really appreciate it. Been listening for 19 and a half years, and I'm thankful to know you all. Love you all. Bye.
Hey, my beautiful dad fam. This is KSD. Family, I want to share a quote with you guys that was absolutely profound. And it says, when Jesus tells us things, sometimes we have doubt. Sometimes we don't trust him. But we should know if it's truly from Jesus, it will go just as he said. And that quote is from Mr. Ezekiel Harden, aka Zeke. My Lord and my God, did that quote come at a perfect timing for me? After I got off a very hard phone call today, and I turned on Bab Kids, and my Lord, thank you, Zeke. Thank you so much for how you are allowing the Lord to use you, young man. God's hand is mightily on your life. So family, I just wanted to offer that as an encouragement to us all, that when the Lord is telling us to do certain things, let's not doubt. Let's trust him. And if we know that what we're hearing is from the Lord, it will go just as he said. So I pray the Lord will strengthen all of us to trust him in the chapter.